This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Coronavirus vaccinations have started for people of all ages across the United States. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Nursing home patients in Florida are being vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis wants this done as quickly as possible.
As you have this protection, you can have people return to more sense of normalcy.
First to get the shot at John Knox Village near Fort Lauderdale, 88-year-old Vera Leap. Was she excited?
I guess so.
And how does she feel about it?
Honey, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, the end's going to come, and how long it's going to be, I have no idea.
After getting the shot, Leap said she felt fine. I'm Ed Donahue.
A woman in Alaska has suffered an allergic reaction to the new coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Alaska health officials say a healthcare worker had a severe allergic reaction Tuesday to the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Dr. Lindy Jones of Bartlett Regional Hospital says
she was feeling short of breath. She was not wheezy. Her heart rate was elevated.
The Juneau health worker was treated with epinephrine and other medicines for what was ultimately diagnosed as anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction. The worker, who has no history of allergic reactions, was hospitalized overnight and has recovered. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him. Be sure to log on to our website, VOA News.